Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex. Sex is what brings us into the world, and sex is what encourages us to stick around despite the consequences. Motivates us. Sex is the great motivator, the last temptation, the snake in the Garden of Eden. Our bonobo brothers and sisters. And sex is what we talk about on this show. This is the Dr. Susan Block Show, broadcasting live on Radio Susie One, which has a new board. Oh, baby. Novelty is usually an aphrodisiac, but in this case...
That's not a skateboard,
it's
by the way.
It's worrying me, you know. It's like the kind of... Now I can hear myself better. Okay.
Should be worried.
that's a non-aphrodisiacal kind of fear would be worry. Yes, there's different types of fear, and some are aphrodisiacs, like, you know, spice in your enchilada. But too much fear spoils the meat. Actually, I just said that on KGO.
You did.
A little earlier. Yeah. Some variation on, right, on that policy with regard to fear and sex tonight when I did an interview.
Yeah, actually, we played it right before you came on.
Yes, with
the
Christine.
On your own station, yeah.
And Scott Lettieri.
Lettieri.
Yeah.
Sounds French.
Sounds Italian. Lettieri.
Oh, yeah, Lettieri, yeah.
Is that like an Italian letter? Lettieri?
Kind of. Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah, sounds good.
Anyway, we had a lot of fun talking about Bob Guccione, porn, and fear and sex, because Halloween is coming.
Yes. And you even put in a plug for my old magazines.
I did. I talked about you twice.
Twice.
I want you to know I squoze... And that is
what
is,
yeah, you did what?
Yeah, my editor is rolling his eyes, but
you
know, this is radio. Or... I can do that. Okay, I squeezed you in twice.
Oh, that's very
twice.
Nice. That's very
because
nice.
We were talking about, you know, Bob Guccione.
Yeah,
they were kind of being a little bit disparaging in the beginning
about Bob.
Yeah, a little, you know.
Yeah,
like,
well, everybody tried to disparage him. He was a really hard kind of guy to get along with.
Yeah,
you know?
I guess so. And I don't know if they had to get along with him.
I mean, he fired and then he hired people and then he fired them again and then he hired them again. But you know, on the other hand. You know, he really kind of got Playboy to bring out all the little pussy hairs.
And because, yeah, the pubic hairs.
Yeah, most kids grew up, they didn't know that women had, you know, pubic hair.
And now they do even in Playboy.
They looked
unless
at,
they're shaved.
Right.
Once they started bringing out the pubic hair, they started shaving it.
Well, yeah, but before that, the nudist magazines, okay, they would airbrush, they would have frontal nudity, but they would brush out the pussy. So guys didn't know what the hell it was.
Right. You know?
And then when everybody was very scared because it was like
scary this, sex once yeah, again. And then when you'd see the real
like
thing,
like this forest, you
right,
have to go
you'd
and
get
you'd
very scared.
Got hairs in your mouth and between your teeth and
vagina dentata.
Yeah, yeah. It was like
yeah, scary.
You didn't
vagina.
Know whether you should put your finger in there because it might bite you. But and then it got shaved and then it was like, oh wow, that's really pretty. You know, so you know, hey, right?
Pretty.
Isn't that right?
Well, do you want to introduce our guest?
Sure,
I'm going to introduce her.
Right.
I was, just kind of winding into that. We have tonight the lovely Mea Culpa,
and that's the only guest we have.
That is, and that's good. You know, Mea has been one among many several times here on the show, and tonight we're just going to do Mea.
Do Mea.
Really? Okay.
And it's you're a culpa, you know.
It's
not
a Mea
culpa. Yeah, it's a you're a culpa. All a you're a
culpa.
Yeah.
That's what I think I'm going to call myself if I go into the porn business.
Right.
You're a culpa.
You're a culpa. Yeah, you could be Israeli.
Yuri
Culpa.
Yeah, Yuri Culpa. You're a culpa.
Nah. Yeah. Anyway, hi, Mea.
Hello, Dr. Susie.
We are here tonight. And we didn't think we would be here tonight, did we? We thought we'd be in San Francisco.
That's right.
I actually ended up in San Francisco on
you did.
The air.
That's
so
right.
That was kind of a fortuitous event.
Right.
But we thought we were going to go to the Erotic Exotic Ball tonight.
In a big old bus.
Yeah. Well, a new one, hopefully.
Yeah, no, well, yeah.
It was going to be new. But we were going to go with Mea, actually, and a bunch of porn stars. And one thing didn't lead to another, and we're not there. And actually, it isn't even going on. I mean, we had our own issues about why we didn't go, but really, they canceled the whole thing. Wow. It's like a crazy time right now, you know, speaking of fear and sex and sort of the good and the bad. And I mean, they canceled the Exotic Erotic Ball, lack of ticket sales, I think, although there's all kinds of rumors. But
yeah.
We got the word from the top that it was, you know, a low ticket sales.
Low ticket sales.
And then they were supposed to have a Playboy Mansion party tonight.
Tonight.
Also
yeah.
Low ticket sales, was, I guess.
Yeah,
and they canceled
yeah.
that.
Canceled that.
Playboy Mansion party. That's kind of freaky.
Think,
and then Fashion Week you told me is canceled.
Yeah, somebody told me Fashion Week was canceled. I don't know.
What?
Yeah.
Why are they canceling all these sexy things? Well.
There's no money.
Recession and rain,
yeah.
I guess, is
well,
the two factors.
And also, the top 1% of every these are all Republicans, by the way.
I'm in love with the Republican, and you know
you're
what?
In love with the Republican.
Yes.
Well, I
that's
hope you make some money from
Mea,
the deal.
That's one. That's one of the reasons we don't have any money because the top 1% of Republicans of the rich in this country earn 25% of all the money in the United States. And they hoard
yeah.
it.
And they hoard it.
They
they're
hoard
they're
it.
Not
yeah.
actually
they're
buying
reverse.
The yachts
right.
and the tickets to the Playboy Mansion
right, exactly.
that they used to because they're concerned about
and,
the economy
and they're not
too.
Investing.
They're shopping at Walmart.
Yeah, no, you know, and they're not investing in the country because one of the things that the Republicans love to do, like they would have, I did the same thing, okay? They would love to see General Motors, Ford, all these companies go under, bankrupt, and start over again. And then they would buy the stocks rather than buy them at $135 a share. They buy them like I did Ford Motor Company for $1.17. And now Ford Motor Company stock is $12, even in this bad economy. So we made a little money.
A little bit.
Yeah. It's the first time I've ever made money in the stock market. But if I was a multimillionaire, billionaire, I could have bought up huge amounts of Ford stock.
They buy land.
Yeah, and they buy land.
Republicans
yes,
buy
yeah,
land.
They buy a lot of land. Yeah.
Well, but I mean, there's a lot of foreclosures going on right now, you know.
Well, that's why. They're cheap.
No, they're buying land right now.
Yeah.
That's the time to buy it.
It's like
right
stocks.
Now.
They're buying land and they're buying stocks that are rock bottom prices.
Mm.
In the meantime, you all is out of work.
Well, not me.
Not us. Thank God.
You know, we got, you know, people always have their sex problems.
Right. They, right.
And they do. And
also,
you know,
we're capitalist socialists.
Yeah.
But we are socialists.
I'm capitalist and socialist.
Yeah, me too.
You're capitalist and socialist,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I go to a lot of social functions. Yep.
Yeah, and
we sound like a regular radio station now. Everybody.
Yeah, it's kind of it's kind of
okay,
going in that direction.
Okay, we're talking about fear and sex, and I just wanted to plug my tattoo on my vagina. It's a little scary.
Oh yeah, Abandon all hope, ye who enter here.
Yeah, that's a little.
That
scary.
That is scary.
Yeah. Abandon hope, all ye who enter here.
I know that's really cool. I mean that's from Dante's Inferno.
Yes.
Yes, and you're very much into the whole Latin sort of fantasy world.
I guess you could say that.
Mea culpa, Dante's Inferno, you know?
Yes.
What is that on your leg, on the thigh?
Oh, those are runes.
Runes. Can you kind of lift your leg up? I mean, it's just a little kind of show off. These are runes. Okay, can you explain what these are? These are hieroglyphics of a sort.
Runes are basically one of the oldest languages. The Vikings had them on the Rosetta Stone along with hieroglyphs.
Yeah.
So basically, I studied a lot of different religions, including the occult. And the shamans, the runic shamans in Nordic mythology, basically believed that if you put together a string of 5 or 7 on papyrus or whatever they used, or consecrated in blood, it would be like a spell. So I was like, wow, tattoos, blood, you know. Well, that doesn't sound sexy, but this is fear and sex, everyone.
Right.
So I came up with what I wanted these symbols to mean for my life. And so there's a series of health, wealth, wisdom, love, and protection, and that's what I want out of life. So.
Oh, that's what all of that
that's
means.
That's what this means.
Health, wealth, wisdom, love, and protection.
And a Republican.
Well, you know,
sex?
The Republican can give me all of that.
You need a Republican, right?
I guess she feels the Republican can give her all of that.
Well, love and sex are, you know, simultaneous to me. I mean, both me and my partner right now have very, very active sex life, and we've both admitted to each other that we're addicts, actually.
Mm.
So,
well, that's really nice, but, you know, sex is more than love, and love is more than sex.
Maybe I should just get another tattoo, but I couldn't figure out how to make it work in runes.
And what's the senator's name that you're going out with?
What does he do?
What does he do, this guy? This is a Republican.
Just the industry. I mean, is he in the mafia, or is he a lawyer? Or is he a hitman? Or is he a stockbroker?
Combination. Oh, sorry. Well, he has a chain of law firms across the globe. He's also into real estate, and he has medical marijuana clinics here that do recommendations.
Oh.
So he owns those. He doesn't draw a salary from that. So he owns those and has employees, and he's done a lot of other
things.
He's
a pot-smoking Republican?
No, he does not smoke. He doesn't smoke. He
doesn't smoke.
Well, what does he own medical marijuana dispensaries
Because they're
for
very
then?
Profitable.
Well, yeah.
I mean, here in California.
They're a little controversial for a Republican.
You know, coming here was controversial, but he was here.
Right, okay. So he's not one of those moral Republicans.
Wait a minute.
Well, I mean, he's not a religious right kind of guy.
No, God, no.
That's what a lot of Republicans are. What do you mean?
Susan.
Christine O'Donnell is running on the anti-masturbation platform, isn't she? Really?
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't
that what's going on?
Yeah,
I mean,
she's a witch also, though.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Right. They're not really able to be so high and mighty as they used to be.
You know,
not with the internet. We can find out all about your sorcery and your past. You know, we can find out all about that stuff. That is destroying the religious right. All these religious right people, all these preachers are being shown to have, you know, sex with gay hookers selling them cocaine. And they're here running, you know, huge mega churches. So yeah. What are you going to do?
They're all like running scared because, you know, they used to be all these white people. Now there's all these weird colored people like yellow and black and purple and, you know, and so they're like losing it. And they're trying to figure out what the hell's going on to America.
Right. And Christina O'Donnell, she's running for senator, I guess, of Delaware.
Yeah.
Is she in the elections like soon, right?
Yeah.
And she had said that masturbation was wrong and bad and illegal and, I mean, all these different things. You know, back when she was really kind of cute. She was hot. Ooh. In the early 90s.
That's
she was
funny.
Pretty. You know, there's often, you know, they talk about
there's a reason for that.
The pretty girl, there's a reason she was pretty?
No, there's a reason why
that
she's
they use
this
her.
No, no, she's part of the crackpot party.
Oh.
That's the, you know, the tea party.
The tea party.
Yeah, all their pots, they're all cracks.
Right.
Crackers.
Right. But she now is supposedly saying, you know, well, I said that long, long ago.
Yeah, right.
But, I mean, I don't think she's now pro-masturbation. Well, maybe she is.
She is masturbating every other
night
in her bed. Yeah.
You think she's a squirter?
I bet she's a squirter.
Yeah
you
probably.
Are a squirter. Right. You tweeted about that today. You and the Republican were squirting all up a storm today.
He tells me I'm spraying everywhere now. I feel like a cat in heat or something.
Wow.
Like,
yeah. And now, was the first time on our show, on our Squirt Salon with Marcus London?
Yes. Yes, it was.
that was the first time.
That was my first time.
Right. Now, I don't understand you, Mia. I got it. You know, this is a show about you, essentially. We're actually going to talk about fear and sex again next week, I think. We're going to have Fetish Halloween.
Ooh.
Yeah, you should come back. But this one's about you, you know. So, now tell me. I mean, you're doing shows with me that the Republican doesn't know about?
Well, I look at it like this. You know, we both operate on a need-to-know basis. And back then, he didn't need to know. So, that's all.
Oh, the relationship has evolved.
There you go.
Now you're in love, and you're exclusive.
Yeah, God,
and you're no longer a porn star.
Well,
come on.
I know.
You're exclusive. How are you a porn star? Unless you're just going to, you know...
Do it,
Christina O'Donnell. Just masturbate on screen, you know, that, and then you don't have another partner. Would he be opposed to that?
I have no idea. I signed up with StreamMate.com and VSex and all that, so I
Think that like the monkey rocker would he be jealous of that?
You know, I don't know.
I doubt it. I mean, you know, that's just a piece of rubber that isn't even, you know, battery operated.
I'm just so bad. I don't know.
You're so bad.
I'm so bad.
What was your religion you grew up with? Catholic?
Well.
No.
Yeah, my mom was a Jesus freak.
Oh, Jesus freak.
She was like one of those Jesus freaks that tried to instill religion in me early. It didn't stick. And then she just was like, oh, fuck this. Can I say
really?
Fuck?
Yeah, well, you just did.
Yeah, I can say fuck.
Yeah.
And so it was like, well, you're in a synagogue now. We were at here over now, and you're getting upset at me because I'm looking up tarot. Like, what is this? It was an interesting, interesting household. She quotes scriptures to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're talking like Christians, hardcore Christians?
Christian when she felt it suited her purposes, and Catholic from my dad.
And does she know, or do they, either of them know, you're kind of a sort of porn star?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they do?
I've joked about it, you know. In my family, it's kind of like the don't ask, don't tell policy. Like, when I came home from college, I asked my grandfather for a double-headed, two-headed dildo.
Yeah.
And, I mean...
You asked him for a double-headed dildo?
And he didn't know that. My grandfather.
You asked
your granddad.
My grandfather
from
West Virginia, mind you.
Oh, yeah.
Who, he basically initiated me into masturbation because I was going through his closet and found porn when I was, you know, 11, 12.
Oh, really? Probably Penthouse, too.
Vanessa Del Rio.
Yeah, there you go. See, Bob Guccione lives again.
And I had a thing for her.
Yeah,
but anyways,
through you. Yeah, Vanessa Del Rio.
Vanessa
you look like her. In a way.
That's
she's
really
much
sick. I'm talking about my grandfather.
You see, that's more, the way.
Doesn't she look a little like her?
Well, that's what
bit.
Happens when you're looking at porn. You start to look like the people you're looking
well,
at.
Well, that's why I was telling the people on KGO who start out talking about Penthouse like it's just for guys. They say, I meet a lot of women who were very inspired by the women in Penthouse to like say, hey, I'm that sexy, you know, or I could be.
I
so
liked
anyway.
Her bush.
Yeah, you liked her bush.
I liked her bush.
You're very bi, aren't you?
I really am.
Mm.
Yeah.
So what does the Republican think about the bi aspect of you?
Oh, we had talks today. Well, just in general, because he thinks it would be cheating for me to do girls. And I was like, oh, wow.
Well,
but we can do a girl together. And we were thinking about having a girlfriend. But I would steal her away knowing me.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you know, his name, Giuseppe, is kind of Italian, right?
Luigi.
Oh, no.
No, it's Giuseppe.
No, I'm not supposed to say the name?
No, it's Giuseppe.
Mario. I thought it was
Mario. Mario. That's his real name. Right, Mario is his real name. Italians are very conservative, especially Italian-Americans,
mm-hmm.
or the ones that have been here only a few generations. Really, they're very conservative, unlike Italy, you know.
Well, you can say that about it. I'm not going to generalize. I mean, Bob Guccione's Italian.
Yeah, no, I know.
You know,
so
is he conservative?
So am I. I'm Italian, too. Yeah. I'm not conservative.
You know, I don't think he's conservative because I've gotten him into the toy thing, and I dragged him into Hustler, and he was like, everyone's looking at me.
You dragged him in.
Well, he got a ticket, too, because his wheels were rolled the wrong
way. Mario, come in here. Come
How did you meet him?
I was getting my medication. I needed to get I needed to get my rec filled.
And he was there.
And he was there.
Not smoking.
He doesn't smoke.
Doesn't smoke.
No, he just
He's a genius.
Eats
he speaks
brownies,
like seven languages.
Right? Okay.
Total genius.
He's sipping on the ale. Right. So no, I mean, okay. So he speaks a bunch of languages.
Yes.
Okay. And so you was it love at first sight?
Not for me, for him it was. Because then I was like, well, now I need to get the weed. Oh, yeah, can I say that on the air? Now I need to get my medication.
You really just did.
My legal medication.
Yeah. You have a license, I suppose.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was getting my license.
Okay, okay.
And so that's how we met, because he, you know, his business. And so I was like, oh, I can drive you over to the other, you know, place that has a dispensary. And I was like, it didn't dawn on me that he was interested in me. He just, like, got up and took me. And I thought this was something that they offer, which they do for their cancer patients, but I'm not dying of cancer.
Right. What is wrong with you? I mean, why do you have a prescription? You have headaches. It could be cramps or something, right?
You know, I have anxiety. Honestly,
anxiety?
I do. I'm a very anxious person.
Oh, well, why not? Right, certainly pot will cool you out, you know.
You know.
Either that or make you paranoid. That's what it does to some people, but not you.
Not me.
No, you're all cooled out. So, okay, so then when did you have sex?
We didn't have sex till after I got back from San Francisco. So that was like maybe a month ago, month and a half, two months ago.
Okay, 2 months ago. Okay, so before you came on the show for the first time, your birthday.
Right, we probably just started doing it.
Just started.
Maybe like
so. This
weeks
was
before.
When your porn career was sort of just taking off.
I had publicists. I had I was on the shopping for agent. I'd done a few scenes. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna run hard for it.
Wow. And what made you want to do porn?
I'm an exhibitionist.
Yeah. Right.
I want to get paid for my exhibitionist qualities.
Now, tell me about your exhibitionism. I mean, is this something you want to do?
I want to know about the grandfather. I mean,
the grandfather with the penthouse.
The double dildo?
The double dildo that you did.
And
he got you that?
No, okay, so it's
so
like the don't
happened?
Ask, don't tell thing.
Okay.
So
he said,
I'm leaving.
Here,
No. So I'm leaving to go back to college. Mind you, I'm from the East Coast, so I'm all packed and ready to go. And he's like, by the way, I left you something. You check your baggage. That's like how he put it. And it's kind of like, you know, when you need money and you just like, here's a wad of cash, go, you know, go forth, my child, into the world. Yeah, we didn't talk about it, but I kind of knew. I was like, it's Christmas, double dildo, thanks, granddaddy.
You didn't think awesome. It was like a wad of cash or something?
You know, it did cross my mind, but I know that I'd asked for a double dildo.
You know, I was just reading about who's on the phone, because there are people waiting to talk.
Yeah.
By the way, our number to call in is 1-866-289-7068. So all I got was the tail end of that, which is that he did give you a double-headed dildo?
He
your
put
granddad.
It in my luggage and said, I got you something.
For
wow.
college.
Can we have him on the show?
You know, he doesn't say much, and
okay, well, yeah.
A total conservative from West Virginia, and I'm just spoiled. That's what's wrong with me, Dr. Susie, I'm spoiled.
Well, you know, that seems to be a good thing. I mean, you got your double-headed dildo, you got your Republican, you got your porn star career, you know, you got it all, right? I think you could... I mean, does a Republican say you have to stop doing the porn?
Yes, yeah. I can't do anybody else.
Oh, no, but you could do things like the monkey rocker. And I heard. I mean, listen. I don't know. I mean, is this wrong that you're considering being a webcam sex therapist with the Dr. Susan Block Institute?
I am considering that. I am.
Okay. And so, I mean, would he be okay with that?
I'm pretty sure he likes you.
Yeah. Oh, he likes me.
He likes you.
Ooh.
Well.
He says you had a kind heart.
Yeah. Well, I'd like one of his dispensaries or maybe one of his law practices.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Okay. Well, good. Well, I think your exhibitionism needs some sort of outlet. That's my, you know, professional opinion. Some sort of outlet that's okay with him.
I think he doesn't really believe in it because I'm a total agoraphobe.
You're an agoraphobe. You don't like to go out of the house.
It's very crippling and debilitating.
Well, that's what webcam is good for. You get to stay home.
I'm that way, too.
You know?
Yeah.
I hate to leave.
I'm a little bit
like
that. Yeah.
Unless they got a big yacht or some fucking thing.
Yeah. That's why we were going to go up to the Erotic Exotic Ball.
Right.
They had that yacht.
All right.
But it's raining.
That was it. That was my whole motivation.
Yeah. Well, you know, we've got some people on the line
who
would like to talk with us.
Okay, here comes the scary part now.
The scary part. Yeah. Do you know who you're going to pick up there?
I have no idea, but I don't know if we're going to pick up anybody because this is all new.
We have two people that are very interesting I'd like to talk to.
Okay.
One of them is Saifuddin in Pakistan.
Oh.
Right.
By the way, can they hear on hold?
I hope they can hear on hold. They should.
Nori.
And the other is Lord Artemis Fowl. Did you meet him?
I did not, but I saw he tweeted you.
Very, very cool guy who, I won't say what his profession is unless he says it. But I don't necessarily want to support his profession.
Okay.
But should we take Saifuddin first? Because he's calling all the way from Pakistan. They're both calling from far away.
Where is Saifuddin? Line one?
I think he's on line one.
Okay.
No, he's not.
What line is he on?
Okay. He's gone. Okay.
Okay.
So Lord Artemis Fowl
is where?
Is on line one.
Okay. We're going to try this. Okay. Watch out.
Okay. Is he there?
Hello?
Hello? Okay, we do not hear him. All right, back
to
us.
Okay, no. Maybe
well, I'm not sure. I don't understand this message.
He's
it says,
on line
ask
one.
To wait 5 minutes.
Well, he's not on line.
So does that mean...
There's nobody on line one. There's nobody on line one.
Okay, all right.
Bye.
Okay, well, so what? Okay. So, okay, we have a little problem with our communications.
No, they just...
they just are not there. Okay.
It's probably him right now. Should I just answer?
Well, no. You know, okay. we can pick it up.
Okay.
So, have you ever done webcam?
Yes, I have.
Who'd you do it with?
Kink. Kink.com.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
What was your experience?
I had the most intense orgasm ever because I used the Hitachi on my clit while I was using a fucking machine.
Oh. Wow.
And it was really intense because I did 6 hours straight.
Six hours,
like 2-3 hour blocks. And it was in the middle of the night, so I had one person come in, I guess, in my thing, my little chat. It was like 3 a.m. And he was like, put it in your ass. That's all he said in the chat. Like, that's it. And that was my first time, so I had to navigate, you know.
He said what?
Put it in your ass. I know I have a foul mouth, but
No, that's not right. How do you say put it in your ass?
What
you
was
say,
he
put
referring
it in your
to?
Ass.
Not the Hitachi magic wand. You can't get that up.
The fucking machine.
Most gaping hole. Okay. Okay. The fucking machine.
And there were lots of little dildos. I mean, Kink is great. At the Armory, they have everything. So they had like leather whips, nipple clamps, like I was in a bedroom.
Was at the Armory in San Francisco?
In San Francisco.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
And I had everything at my disposal. I had lube, I had hand sanitizer, I had the fucking machine, the Hitachi, some dildos, some glass butt plug.
Ultimate boudoir.
We have all of that, though.
We actually have all of that, too.
We just don't have any webcams.
Right. Well, we do.
No, I'm just teasing.
We're putting together
our webcam department. That's right.
We're very good with phones, but we're putting together the webcam department. So so we hope you you get on board here. And Lisa's available. She does webcam. She can talk to you about it. We have very kind of sophisticated clientele?
I'd love to squirt on your webcam.
That's very sophisticated. Yeah, it is. Yeah, okay. You know, we have our friend porn star tweet kind of guy there. He asked for panties. By the way, I am wearing these lovely little lavender panties. Lavender and lilac orchid panties.
They're very, very sexy.
Aren't they cute?
They are.
Little, very skimpy and little. Anyway. He is obsessed with panties, listens to the show, but for some reason can't call in because he's probably, you know, a CIA agent or either that or, you know, an iman somewhere or something. Anyway, he can't call in, but he loves panties. Did you wear any panties?
I did. I did wear panties against my better judgment.
Against your better judgment? I mean, usually you don't wear panties.
I usually go commando. I do. I like the smell. I like it when other people notice.
Well, you could take those panties off.
I could.
Yeah,
I could.
Then you wouldn't have them anymore. And Pornstar Fan would be even more delighted that you took them off.
I tweeted him that they're very expensive in general. And so, you know, I don't know. I'll think about it.
You think about it.
I told him if he's good.
We're going to have a call. I think that Lord Artemis Fowl is there right now.
Okay. But so, speaking real quick before we take him, because there's another military, the colonel up in Canada, who was stealing all those panties.
Yes.
And piloting.
Oh, he was a bad kind of guy, though. Him. He actually murdered people.
Right.
Murdered
But
ladies.
He had a collection of panties.
Oh, yeah.
And he would...
He gives panty lovers a bad name.
Right. Yeah, this is inspiring me to give my panties to this random guy.
Right.
No, really. No. But you know what? They're every good thing in life you can do in a bad way.
That's true.
But he just looks so great in his stolen panties.
He looked ridiculous.
He looks sick, this guy.
Wait, he's a colonel.
No, this guy is one of the... He heads up the military operations for Afghanistan, for the Canadian Army, and he runs the base, and he's going around for
years. Stealing panties. First of all, I am all for panty lovers enjoying panties, smelling panties, wearing panties, playing with panties, you know, screwing with panties. But don't steal panties. You know, I mean, that's stealing, right?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, and it's one thing to take it from your mom when you're at home, even though I don't think that's right either.
I don't think
but
that's
this guy was taking it from the neighbors.
From
his
neighbors.
All right, so that's really...
That's funny.
The road to badness.
And wait a minute. And this guy is also piloting the Queen of England around.
But it starts to get unfunny because then he raped some girls and then he murdered a couple. So
stealing is a gateway, illegal activity.
I think it's the stealing that's the problem there. But you know, in our property-oriented farming society, you can't be stealing. It's wrong. I mean, if we were hunter-gatherers, there wouldn't be anything like stealing. But there is, and murder is stealing someone's life. So, you know, panty lovers, enjoy your panties. You can buy them. They're cheap. You can get them at the 99-cent store for a buck. And nice ones, too. You know, not that mine are from there.
The ones we give away are.
Some of the ones we give away are. Although I have something for you that's not from the 99-cent store. But I want to see your panties.
Okay.
Can I just see them? Real quick flash? Real quick flash. Let's see them.
And what line?
Okay. Oh, no, nice ones. Oh, yeah. Oh, the queen panties. Look at that. They got a whole crown on them. What are you covering them? They're just your panties. Yeah, and you got... Okay, very nice. Here, turn towards the cameraman, please. Show the panties.
There's the panties.
I have to be forceful with Mia now. All right, show the panties. But I know she likes to do it, so. She showed her panties. Okay. So now, the night is young. Lord Artemis Fowl.
What line?
I believe, what line is he on? He just dropped from my vision. I think two.
Two?
Yes.
Two.
Somebody said no.
No, what line is he on?
Lord Artemis Fowl, I believe, is on line two. Now, we have two people from Kansas City on the line.
Okay.
One of them is Lord Artemis Fowl.
Line two, you're on line
Hello.
Two.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, there you are. We are well. We are safe and sound in the midst of a
Can you hear us? Because this is a new system we've got.
Yeah.
Can you hear us?
Garrett, there we go.
I can hear you.
Test.
You can?
Yes.
Okay.
Excellent. All right, so we're having some fun. You know, it's a kind of a quiet show, but we're really focusing on mea culpa tonight. So far, we've had a good look at her panties. and into her mind. So
I was listening to the to her explaining about her interest in exhibitionism.
You heard she's an exhibitionist. You know that rumor is going around. You are right, Mia. I think there's no denying that.
I am an exhibitionist.
Yeah, she's an exhibitionist. She'd like to do porn, but her new boyfriend and the love of her life, who happens to be a Republican.
A Republican, okay.
A little jealous of her having sex with other people, although maybe a woman would be okay. But he's okay with the show to an extent, as long as I don't, like, force you to have sex with a gangbang of men. And maybe the monkey rocker, I'm not sure. But Lord Artemis Fowl, she's here for you, because you're all the way over there in Kansas City.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, I myself am a bit of an exhibitionist. Obviously, with the nature of what I do, I'm used to being in the public eye. I enjoy being in the public eye, so I can definitely sympathize with you there.
The public eye. Now, I've seen you being an exhibitionist here at the Speakeasy, of course, wearing your amusing and commanding outfits, and of course, you know, you have a nice rhythm when you spank the ladies and drop hot wax on their naked bodies and, you know, play with their feet and all that good stuff. So, I mean...
You're getting me all worked up again.
Yeah. So that's a form of public exhibitionism, I guess, because, the Speakeasy feels private, but we are constantly taking pictures and...
And he performed several times on the new stage that we have.
Yes, you performed on our new stage. You haven't actually been on the show much, a little bit. You talked a little bit when we had L.A. FET Film Festival here. But now, are you talking about your job? Are you...
Speak for myself.
Can we talk about your job?
A little bit. Some slight discretion, but yes, I am active duty in the Marine Corps.
He's a Marine.
That's sexy.
Yes.
That's
active
really
cool. Duty.
My extracurricular hobbies a little bit of a difficulty to express as much as I want to.
Yeah.
But I find ways, particularly where I'm at, is very socially conservative area, and
you're in Kansas, right?
All of my toys are typically frowned upon, but we find our nice little underground dark spots, and we go and we have our fun.
Your nice little underground dark spots. Now, do other Marines go with you? I mean, weren't you here with a fellow Marine? Box Cutter was her name.
A future Marine, a fellow Marine. There's a lot of people in the military who have fetishes, they have fantasies that they oftentimes don't express to people. They usually take some kind of interest in BDSM or fetish, but because of the fact that it's not a social norm, they hide it. And I personally find it very sad. You know, it's an aspect of their life they should be embracing, not trying to bury.
I have a question about that. Dr.
Go
Susie,
ahead.
If you'll allow me. Because I've actually known two Marines who were fat porn stars, like Jack Hammer, actually. He was a former Marine.
Right.
Yeah, and
he
Dia.
Was here and performed with you. No.
Shh.
Yeah. Well, but he didn't,
yeah,
you
he
know,
did. I
screw
him.
You.
I blew him.
Okay, well, you know.
Yeah, well.
A little blowjob,
yeah,
between
little,
friends.
Yeah,
what's the big
and
deal?
Rope burn. And rope burn. And Dia Zerva.
Right,
yeah,
Dia Zerva.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, she's been on here. Boy, does she have a nice butt for spanking.
Oh, she does.
Mm.
But yeah.
So is she active duty?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But I know those two are Marines. So
they were.
Yeah.
They were. Well, you know, you got to be pretty tough to be a Marine. You gotta jump through a lot of hoops. I mean, you know, we are quite anti-war here at the Dr. Susan Block Institute and the Speakeasy. And so we do hope that we can get Lord Artemis Fowl to lay down his arms and pick up his whips consensually. And he does that, of course, when he's here. And we kind of would like to end all the wars in the world. But in the meantime, we'll just try to infiltrate the best we can.
I can definitely agree with you there. I am for ending all the wars in the world.
But you're going to stay there until you get your pension.
I don't know if I'm going to stay until I get my pension, but I will definitely stay until the job is done. Regardless.
Until
of
what job is
my
done?
My personal. My big thing is I'm more for protecting my fellow Americans is one of the reasons that I do it. I want to see them come home safe to their families and to their friends. So it's kind of like a, you know, well, everyone's jumping off the bridge. And I know it's not the greatest reason, but I have lost a few buddies over there, and I hate the thought of losing anyone else over there.
Well, that's one of the reasons we want to bring you back.
Yeah.
Because we're patriots, and you guys belong here defending our shores. The Afghanis and those guys are centuries old. Let them fight. Let them do whatever they want. Let's take out the really bad guys.
I think the word quagmire is appropriate here. So, yeah, I mean that's why we want to bring everybody home, the boys, the girls, the American troops. I mean, we don't want to be an occupational force. We want to defend our shores. Absolutely. Now we have a former military guy, not exactly Marine, but Air Force. And we were going to call him forth to the program, Mr. Norrie. He is busy bartending.
He's busy bartending.
Everyone
right
here
now
kind of wears several hats and headphones and does different things. He's also our marvelous web developer, and he is here. He's gonna get on a microphone.
Sorry, you don't listen to me.
Talk about kinky army.
Military.
I'm sorry. What?
Wait, I can't hear anybody here.
No, I said, why didn't Norrie want to sit next to me? Sorry.
Oh.
Oh. Well, there's just a lot of space, and I just like to fan out, I guess. So.
She's just so hot. She would like to be next to you and have to worry about whether...
I won't pass up this opportunity.
Okay, yeah, I think you should move over there. Maybe we can get the Republican jealous! Okay. Hey, Norrie.
Hello, Doctor.
So, chime in.
Oh, so I don't know if you know, but Yossi has been DMing me.
Well, I didn't know he was DMing you. I mean, of course, I've seen a few of his @s on Twitter, and we @ back and forth, and I was the one that told you he was on Twitter.
Yeah, then I found him, and after that, and we started talking, I guess, more frequently. Interesting side note, he's actually interested in doing a painting of me.
Oh, wow.
That's news, and it was very strange for me. I've never had anybody ask for that before.
Why not? Well, you should. Absolutely. And he's the best.
Yeah, no, he's bar none, absolutely fantastic. The bust that he did for you was beautiful, and the tapestries that we have over here are just phenomenal.
Yeah,
absolutely wonderful, stunning.
We love Yossi Vardan.
Yeah, actually,
did you see the bust, Mia?
I have not.
You have not seen my beautiful bust.
Oh, I've seen your beautiful bust. I've taken shots off of it.
Yeah. Well, this one actually is carved. It's a sculpture. Beautiful sculpture of me with my hat. And I'm flanked by, you're going to like this, Socrates behind me. And Father Abraham over to my left. My left, yes. You're my heart. So anyway, so he did this fabulous sculpture, brought it here, and now he wants to do a painting of you, and...
Oh, it's wild for me, actually. And I'm a little reprehensive just because, obviously he wants to come here, and I think he wants to do something nude for me. And I was like, okay, well, I can kind of work with that, but it's just getting over that sort of, I guess, my proclivities and just... moving towards it is just a little odd for me, so...
Oh, okay. Oh, this is your news. See, I thought you were... this is cool.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to chime in about something to do with the whole military thing.
Oh, I could do that, too.
Well, I mean, you know, I thought, okay, you know, Nori's in Air Force. We got the Marines on. We're talking about the Marines. That's why I... See, don't be cagey with me with these notes. I mean, kind of secretive. It says, Nori has interesting news. I thought it was... Okay, but that's cool. That's cool. That's, you know, this is a free-form show tonight. So, okay. All right. But you had a nice conversation with, what do I call you, Lord? Lord Fowl?
Oh, that will do just fine.
Well, yeah. I mean, we had a great conversation the entire time that you were back over here. And then, I guess, when are you coming back, really, is what I really want to know.
I should be coming back, actually, sometime around February.
Okay, not too bad.
Then I will be permanently in L.A. around 2013.
Okay.
Now, are you going to still be in the Marines while you're here?
No. I'm on my last hitch with the Marines. I have about 2.5 years left. And about midway through 2013, they give me my walking papers, and I'm going to come on out there.
But wait, you're coming back here in 2011, so you will be in the Marines.
Yes, when I come back in 2011, I will still be in.
Okay, and now how do they feel if they found out about all your extracurricular activities, you know, tying up beautiful women, consensually, of course, whipping and doing all the wonderful BDSM things you do on camera, I mean, what would they say?
Well... the first thing they would say is, well, Marine, what's wrong with your head?
Ah.
They'd probably send me for a psych eval, and then they'd process me out of the Marine Corps.
Really? Because, well, back in the Air Force, a lot of it was, it depends on how high up you go. If you get in the higher ranks, they will frown down on it. If you get to your immediate, you know, whoever are you NCO or you're an NCO? So yeah, whatchamacallit? What is it in the Marines? God, I can't even remember.
We don't know what any of that stuff is anyway, Nori. So
yeah, I'm sorry. Anyways,
you don't have to use technical terms with us.
Whoever your CO
we're
is.
We're not part of the Army. I mean, the Marines or the Air Force or whatever. Anyway, so but you're saying that sometimes it's okay.
It depends on who's directly above you. And like if you're really cool with your CO, your commanding officer, and then, you know, obviously you can get away with a lot more, and they may say, hey, good on you, but I can't actually publicly say this, which is what I find a lot of things happened with me. It was just kind of like, oh, you're doing that. Well, I can appreciate it, but publicly I can't say that. So,
well, Lord Artemis Fowl, of course, is not using his real name. I would imagine that that's not... It's Sergeant Artemis Fowl. But no, he's not using his real name. But on the other hand, he is saying he's in the Marines. I think that they might have an issue with that.
I think if he used that name on base, they'd also send him in for a psych check.
Yeah, they might yeah.
Never mind tying up anybody.
But they might have an issue with him talking about being in the Marines, I'm glad he's doing. Yeah. And I think that, you know, I mean, anybody that joins up with the Marines has got to have a lot of pent-up, perverted sexual energy.
Everybody has an issue with that, especially with the new WikiLeaks.
And I'd rather that they, I'd rather that they release their pent-up perversions consensually than on, you know, detainees. Non-consensually. Yeah. But that, you know, the POW porn. Right. Right. Well, anyway, so that's my opinion, but of course I'm obviously not in the military-industrial complex at all.
You're a floozy.
I'm a floozy, exactly.
Yeah, so what do you know?
You know, so what do I know? So I'm sure that they would not approve of this.
No.
But, you know, and that's one of the reasons I find it so titillating. Mm. And I appreciate Lord Artemis Fowl's willingness to go out on this limb, probably due to his exhibitionism, I would imagine, and, you know, and risk that if somebody does find out that Lord Artemis Fowl is really, you know, Sergeant Joe Blow, you know, then, you know, he's in trouble.
Well, I mean, if anybody comes here from the Marines, I know nothing.
Right, a lot of people come here from the Marines, it turns out. This is a military-industrial complex haven. We've got all these refugees from various branches of the military that come here. I mean, and some are in active service. It's true. And I of course, I'm against all the wars and certainly against the occupations. I mean, sometimes you got to defend yourself, but, I mean, occupations, come on.
I like being invaded.
Ooh. Nori, wow. Do your duty. You're next to her. Make the Republican jealous. Now,
Romeo,
is the Buddha big enough for you?
I do have Box Cutter waiting on me. She's a little tied up right now.
Box Cutter, yeah. She's very cool.
She wanted me to send her love to you, by the way.
Okay. I appreciate that. And we can't wait to see both of you guys again. We really miss you. And, I just love being a haven away from the wars for
our troops.
Our troops, right. I'm always trying to convert them to the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Lay down your arms.
It's beautiful.
You certainly are a haven away from all the evils of the world, and I cannot thank you enough for that, and I cannot wait to get back there and rest so peacefully in the bosom of the speakeasy.
Rest in my bosom.
How eloquent.
Yes. Mm.
Oh, it's nice.
I like that bosom part, you know.
Yeah, I like the bosom part, too.
Mm, nice and pillowy.
What can you not like?
I will bid you all farewell. And
farewell,
you.
O Lord Artemis Fowl.
Goodbye, Artemis Fowl.
And do no evil.
Yeah. See no
evil. I would do all evil, but
it's good
evil.
You're a sweetie.
Consensual evil.
It's consensual evil. That's not evil, though. I don't think that's evil. That's, you know, God. Okay. Well, we like him, and Box Cutter, and Jack. I mean, and of course, D'Azerva is fantastic. I mean, what I was starting to say is a lot of these Marines and other military, you know, are really fine specimens, you know, like trained minds and honed bodies, and, you know, they're not eating a lot of fatty foods, I guess, or I don't know. They're in good shape. So that's kind of sexy. And then... They're supposed to do all this violence. You know, I guess the missionary in me likes to try to convert them to the bonobo way. Yeah.
Okay.
So, here we are.
We're also easy targets.
Thank you.
Yes, because you all know deep in your hearts, it's wrong. War is wrong. I'm such a hippie. Mm. Okay.
Dirty girl.
Yeah, I could see Mia in some branch of the military. You really seem like you could, you know... take down a terrorist unit, you know.
I was actually watching Battlestar Galactica before I came here, the new one.
Nice.
Excuse
Thank
me.
You. Yeah, oh. Sci-fi for you.
I'm a big fan, so.
Yeah, me too.
Wow.
Yeah, okay, stay over there. And I was just thinking, it's basically a sci-fi show that was feminist and everything in nature, and it was reimagined from Glenn Larson's 1978. I'm sounding like a geek here, but at the risk of sounding like a geek, I looked at all those tough, powerful women using... hot military industrial complex language, and I was like, I'm getting a little creamy. I could do this. Yeah. I got the endurance. I tattooed my vagina. Come on now.
Yeah.
I could do this. Like, I think
you're into some pain there. I mean, you were letting Jack Hammer drag you around practically by the teeth.
I was so upset because I was not in control. I had a little too many to drink. And I wanted to do that to him. And so it was like this power dynamic struggle. And I will not give up. That's just in my...
And he is a switch.
And he's a switch.
But
so,
I think he felt like he needed to, you know,
dom
school
me on
you.
My birthday.
Your birthday. You're the birthday girl. Yeah. You know, you're younger than him, and, you know, I mean, he's the man trying to...
And I still escaped, by the way. I was running around.
Well, you did. You were quite a feisty submissive there. Quite a feisty submissive, but really hot stuff.
Made for a great show.
Yeah, it did. And a great after party, too. Very, very hot and wild.
I really hope the Republican isn't listening. I love you,
You really hope he's not listening. Wow, but he likes the show.
Yes, he does. He does.
He does.
I mean, and it's a great show. He likes the show.
And listen, most of the people that liberals don't listen to us.
No.
It's theater. It's Commedia erotica. That's what you were doing
just,
with Jack.
Just don't vote Republican, okay?
We decided we're going to tie each other.
I mean,
in bed.
You weren't screwing.
Sorry,
you were being dramatic with an audience all around you. It was not romantic, and so you sucked his cock. Okay. But I'm starting to make you choke.
Wait a minute. Do Republicans have cocks? I didn't know.
No, this is Jack Hammer we're talking
Jack
about.
Hammer,
I don't know. Maybe he's a Republican.
Because I never heard of a Republican having a cock.
He's got a big one.
Thank
really?
You very much. Yeah.
This is
we had sex three times.
Well, he's Italian.
Republicans do have cocks.
He's Italian. You know what I'm talking
that's
about?
Really nice,
you
know. Yeah. I enjoy it.
Is it this big? Yes. Big as the Buddha?
Bigger.
Pretty
bigger
big.
Than the Buddha.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then you can handle the Buddha.
I can handle the Buddha.
Shoot, I'm going to leave now.
just hold him, you know.
I'm going to play with this.
Oh, that's getting dangerous. I'd move down one, Nori.
This is the splash zone. I'm okay in the splash zone.
Aren't you a military guy?
Oh, no, I said I was okay. I'm perfectly fine right here.
I could just squirt on Buddha's face.
You could squirt on Buddha's face. I mean, aren't you a little bit Buddhist? I know you got the whole Christian thing, but I think you have a Buddhist
aspect. Yeah, well, I'm very Christian, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. And so I got you an outfit. Let's see. Where is it?
Oh, my God.
It's not from the 99 cent store.
Do
either.
I have it? Oh, yeah, here it is. No, it's not from the 99 cent store. It's actually from Leg Avenue.
Ooh.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
Well,
Dr.
you know, you came out in the rain. Is it raining? And, I mean, it's one of those
it's
nights.
And thank you.
So I got you a sexy outfit.
I'm just like,
if you call us in the next 5 minutes.
She got me a fishnet body stocking.
Kind of. It's like a fishnet body like dress.
Okay, I'm going to change and wear this
You have
now.
To change into that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Continue
you can
talking.
Take off the headphones there. And now, first of all, she is looking quite the knockout. Yes,
wow.
Yes.
Okay, this is she's pulling down her dress now.
And these are the panties.
The panties.
That, porn star panty fan is in love with.
There we go.
Okay, she is keeping the panties on and the bra. Of course, that thing looks better without a bra.
Is that crotchless,
it
that
really,
thing?
Really it really looks good without a bra.
Is it crotchless?
Yeah, it does.
I don't know about that one.
Well, you know it does look good, but... You know it would look really sensational. Actually, yeah, it does get caught on your rings. That's the problem with the rings. You gotta take a deep breath. You gotta be careful while you put this on. It's like a Zen thing to put it on because it's fences, you know. And
wait a minute. Yeah,
I have no. That's foreign territory for me. I have no idea what's going on there.
I don't
know what side's up and what side's
like,
what is up with that?
No, you're going in the right way. You go the right hole.
How do you
go in through the big hole. That's right. And then you put your head.
Boo.
Right through
trick or treat.
The smaller hole.
Trick or treat.
Right. Yeah. Oh, look, she's.
Okay.
Yep. Okay.
All right.
Got it.
All right. All right. There we go.
Okay.
Right.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. You could do. You could just do it like that and just tie the arms.
Oh,
well, the arm. You should put your hands to the arms.
That's very cute.
Yeah.
Oh, there's
total
arms.
Transformation.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Look at this.
Look at that.
This is hot stuff.
That's hot.
Be hotter without the bra.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now she's got this fishnet
thing.
I think
we have to do the shots.
This is okay.
Is it?
Oh yeah. Yeah. You can make it a long dress if you want to be, you know, demure.
Conservative,
right? The socks, I'm not so sure about.
Oh, come on.
Well, I mean, it's cold, so wear the socks. Yeah, wear the socks. Okay, but yeah, this is hot. Look at this.
This
is sort of a military look to this. It looks like a military fence.
It's
electrified for the Republican.
Tell the Republican that that's a gift from some socialist that you know.
Right. He'll like it. What do you think the Republican will think of this dress?
I think he's going to want to rip it off of me.
Well, you know, you could rip it in strategic places. You know, that way you keep it. You know, because I mean, I think it's a fence net, you know, and it would look good like ripped, like in the middle or on the.
That's very
titty
cute.
Parts.
No, it's very nice.
Thank you so much. Can I give you a hug?
It looks very
yes,
nice.
Thank
only
you.
Without the bra. I'm
okay.
Just saying.
Okay. Nori, unhook, please.
Oh, what am I? I don't know.
Oh, you can unhook.
Oh,
Nori.
You know
Come
how
on.
To unhook.
You know how to do that, right?
I don't know anything
there's,
about
this. There you go.
Oh, my God. It's just ridiculous.
I heard it.
Oh,
I heard
here
the bra
go.
And hook.
Okay.
Here it
now,
comes.
Now, see, it's sort of difficult to take it off now because you got the thing.
Nori can do this. He's like a techie.
What? A techie.
He's a techie.
He's a techie.
Oh, man.
He's a techie. There you go.
There you go. You got to get the...
Okay. But you got to move the boobs to the side.
You got to make...
All right.
You got to get the strap through the sleeve. Here, let me help. I'm going to help in the back here.
I need a woman's help.
Yeah, you can. You have to do your part, though.
There you go.
Okay. Push this down. Down.
There we go.
Oh, you got it.
Okay.
She's a can-do kind of woman.
I kind of am.
Yeah, that's nice.
Okay, here we go. I like the way you're getting one down and then getting the other up.
Not that I've done this before, ever.
No, of course not. Not with this particular outfit. Here we go.
All right.
The bra. Wait. This is caught. This is where I come in. Okay. Caught. Okay.
All right. There we go. Hooray! All right. That was quite an operation there.
A military operation?
Military operation.
Here, turn around for the camera people to show your outfit.
Does anybody know who's on hold?
This is a military victory kind of thing.
Yeah. That's it.
No, okay.
No Taliban laws.
So now you can give me the hug.
Okay, that's fine. Okay.
You're so beautiful. Look at you. Yeah. Here, stand. Look at you, looking beautiful.
Wow.
In your pretty new outfit.
Very nice.
Beautiful.
It's okay. Cute. Very good.
And now your bra is right here, Exhibit A. In the court.
Oh my goodness.
Mea culpa.
Okay.
Yes.
Nori.
I love working.
Looks kind of hard.
Yeah.
I mean, it must be kind of hard to sit there.
Oh yeah.
Well, why is the table moving?
Sorry. I'm like a couple feet away, you know.
I said, lay down your arms.
They're right here.
Jeez. Whiz.
Jeez Louise.
Jeez Louise. Okay.
Okay, so now that is a great looking out. I just have to say that the fence looks really good with the nipples.
I am so full of gratitude and love. Thank you.
It looks so beautiful. Thank it's really, and kind of a little, you know, like downtown slutty, you know, kind of.
But
kinda
taxi
like that.
Driver
but
probably
sit up.
I
you
was.
Have to sit up straight. Hey, you know, I'm sorry. I'm a little bit of a director here. Okay, when you're wearing that outfit, yes. And anyway, you should sit up straight. Yes. And yes, sort of throw the shoulders back, right? A little military here.
I can't do anything. I can't even talk right now. I'm just
odd.
Yeah, all of my words are just vanished in like.
I know where they went.
Oh,
that's what's holding up the table. The blood drains from the big head and goes to the smaller head.
Okay, I just want to tell you.
Who
this.
Said smaller?
Making it the bigger head. Right. I know why Yossi wants to film you naked. Or paint you.
Paint you.
Oh, man.
Now, he's going to do a portrait or he's going to body paint you?
I have no idea.
Okay. Body painting is cool. That's, we should do body painting at Aerostat.
Yeah, one day we should do that.
Well, I'd rather have something like that I can take from this, you know. So hopefully it's an actual painting, not a body painting, other than the memory. So.
Well, the Elvis is a body painting.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Yeah.
And then you take pictures.
All right.
Yeah. You know,
of the body
cool.
painting. Yep.
It's cool.
I can work with anything.
Yeah. What so, you got there?
Oh, lotion.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to rub yourself?
I'm smelling very aroused.
You're smelling aroused? You're going to rub lotion on yourself?
Well, you know, I'm going to touch myself. Yeah.
Okay. Awesome.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She is. She's rubbing lotion all Thank over you. Her body.
This arousal
is very
is
nice. Any particular brand? Or
Carol's Daughter. It's vegan.
A vegan lotion.
African American and vegan. And
right.
It smells really good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
so,
it
it's not grandfather's snake oil, right?
No, it's not.
Are you hearing from porn star panty lover Bran on there? Is he on there? Does he know about the panties?
Actually, it's Steve the Virgin that's been.
Oh, Steve the Virgin.
Steve the Virgin. Okay. Who's on the two lines here? There's two lines.
One of them is Robert McQueen.
Okay. Robert McQueen hopefully is not. Robert, hopefully you're not listening on hold on my 800 line, right?
I would imagine that he is. But anyway.
Okay. Robert.
That was already briefed. So.
Oh, maybe okay. not.
No, who is on
maybe
line four?
He called the regular line.
Oh, on line four? I don't know. No, he was on line three.
He was on line three. Okay. Okay, he's on hold. Is Robert McQueen on line three on hold on my 800 number?
Okay. Are you talking to somebody?
Yeah, I'm talking to Robert, who's probably on
hold. Well,
how
come I don't hear Robert?
Well, because I'm not pushing the button.
Oh, okay.
Who's on line one?
I don't know. I don't have a record of it here.
Anybody know who's on line one?
It doesn't say.
Hello? Producer, anybody? Come in. Come in. Come in, radio station.
It's being discovered right now.
Mothership, come in.
Okay.
We're out here in outer space. It's being discussed. Okay.
I'm not sure.
By the way, all of this nonsense and all of this sexy stuff is brought to you by you. You have to donate. You have to download your cash into our bank, okay, because we do this for free. Okay, you don't have to pay for this. It costs us a lot of money. I mean, mea
and
culpa,
we support the bonobos.
Just mea culpa gets $14,000 just to be at the microphone. Okay,
yeah, actually.
I mean, this is an expensive operation here, and costumes.
Her agents demanded it.
Right, and her agents, they had it up against the wall, and we had to do it. So, you know, if you like the show, there's a little button there that says donate. You push that button, and it's like a miracle. From your Visa account to our Visa account.
To our veins.
To our veins. And we're happening. So, really, guys. And also, next week is, hopefully it's not canceled, is L.A. Fetish.
L.A. Fetish Film Festival.
Yeah.
L.A. Fetish.
Were you here with those guys, Mia?
I think I was, actually. I think I met them.
They were here. I don't know if you were.
So, who is on the line?
I don't know.
Film contest or something. I met those people.
That was the that was, Fetish Film Festival.
Well, yeah, it's the film people. Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah,
those are the people I met.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
And
Michael
three?
Simmons is running it. And
take them off.
Olivia LaFontaine is Miss Fetish Film Festival. So, I don't know. Do you have a fetish? Exhibitionism, I guess, is your fetish.
Yeah. I like being in control of men. I like, as much as I'm a switch, I guess, but there's something so hot about being in control of a man's orgasm. It's just like, I love that.
In control.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I like it both ways, but I get more excited when I know that I'm physically tormenting a man.
Oh, do you like
sexually.
To see the orgasm? The ejaculate?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to, you know, drink it. Sometimes I like it inside me. Sometimes I like it on my back.
Yeah.
You know.
I mean, are you a cum fetishist?
I like cum. Cum's good.
Cum's good.
Protein.
It is a protein shake. I like my protein shake.
I'm just wondering, because you say you like to make men cum. So the evidence is...
I like to hold it out. Like, I like to draw out. I like to be in control.
So it's not just making them come. You just like to keep them in a state of
like
high arousal.
There you go.
Okay.
Be in control of, like... So I like them to beg for it. That really turns me on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Does the Republican beg?
He did this morning. That was really sexy.
Cool. Do you do BDSM stuff with him?
No, I let him take the reins for the most part.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've gotten him into toys, so we're
working
on it.
Any bondage?
Not yet. I told him I like to be held down, which I do. So sometimes I like to be held down.
Well, you looked pretty good being held down by Jack Hammer.
Yeah.
He was holding you down, military style.
He was.
Yeah. So, so now... The monkey rocker. This is a sex machine. It's
a sex machine.
And it's you know, it's a very kind of female-friendly sex machine. I notice you have a feminist background.
I do indeed.
Because I saw your little CV there. I saw your resume as the as I'm not going to say your name.
Thank you.
You know, but I did see your resume and I saw that you worked with the with feminist groups, let's say, and Ms. Magazine. We can say that because a lot of people work with Ms. Magazine. And I just want to understand your transition from feminism to porn. But I also want to say I think that the feminists would approve of the monkey rocker. Yeah. It's very, the woman is in control.
And it's also very ecologically
sound.
Proper
right.
and sound. It
no
uses
electricity,
no electricity. It can be used in
no
Afghanistan.
Gasoline.
Like if we bomb your house, you still have electricity. You know, you don't have to worry.
Right.
Yeah, right?
Right. So anyway, you know, the monkey rocker, I think, would be okay with them. And I think it would be okay with the Republican. And you certainly eyed it, you know. But then there's the Buddha. But, I mean, the monkey rocker's a ride.
Well, Republicans like monkey business. They're mainly into that.
Yep.
There's a lot of monkey business going on with those guys. You know?
It's funny how we call an assortment of people that have been to the speakeasy the Republican.
I know. I was just thinking about
that. We do that with
yeah.
others. You know, one single Republican who manifests in different bodies.
And, you know, generally we don't allow Republicans in here.
Well, that is the policy, but we make an awful lot of exceptions.
We make exceptions once in a while, you know, especially if they give.
Okay, so transition from feminist to porn.
Actually, I've read a lot of people... I think I'm a pro-pornography feminist. Like, so I think you can be both. I think that women can definitely be in control of their sexuality. And honestly, when I'm reading the diatribes that a lot of feminists have against pornography, it's like these women, I find them to be degrading toward women, that the women have no power.
Mm.
And so I have a cinematic background as well. I don't know if you know that. And I studied Laura Mulvey.
I did see that in your
resume,
too.
We read that.
Yeah. I saw that resume.
Yeah,
I saw it,
too.
Yeah, yeah, but film, you know, that's the devil's work. there's always been two strains of feminism, really. I mean, maybe more, but there's always been kind of the Carrie Nations and the Susan B. Anthony's who are very kind of conservative. And then there's the Victoria Woodhulls and the Margaret Sangers, who are very pro-sex and free love. And Emma Goldman, you know, they're all free lovists and kind of paved the way for a lot of women to do erotica.
And one of the main the groups against pornography are the husbands, the men, not the women. A lot of the women, no. The men are very uptight about... their women seeing things. They watch it.
Yeah.
But if a woman watches it, they're very uptight about
that. Or their woman doing it.
Yeah. And also, the definition of pornography, this is my definition, and it's the final definition of pornography. Pornography is what we all do in our home. The only difference is there's a camera. That's the only difference. Because otherwise, we're all shoving corn cobs and... dildos.
Corn cobs. Honey, I don't know whether I can share that with you.
Well, you know, let's say. Or fake corn cobs, you know. Or dildos with spikes on them. So we all do that at home. The minute there's a camera, okay, suddenly it's pornography. Yeah. Because otherwise, what is it? It's just sex. People having sex.
Yeah, it's a record of that.
It's a record.
It's a record of that.
Then it becomes pornographic when it becomes a record.
Well, that's what originally the word means. Graphy means
right.
a record.
A record.
Porn originally, I think, meant prostitutes. A record of the...
And that is the final and ultimate definition. Okay. Mm.
And the big thing is that it is sex for pleasure. I mean, I guess there's a little bit of porn that's focused on getting you pregnant, but most of it is about, you know, sex for recreation, not procreation.
Right. And that's why What's-Her-Name was arrested, that she was the first person to
Margaret
be arrested.
Sanger.
Margaret Sanger was arrested the first time under the Comstock laws.
Was educating people about birth control.
Right. Educating people about birth control.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, okay, so it does, you know, it's a sensible transition, you know, in a way. And what is your ultimate goal in life?
I'm a writer. My ultimate goal is to actually...
What's
send something to my agent who dumped me.
So well, you can send this show to your agent.
I know
this is
that.
A mea culpa show, you know, more or less. I mean, we've got a few other things, but
so I feel that all of my life experiences. At some point, I'm going to get a PhD and teach, but I am a writer.
A PhD in
cultural studies.
cultural studies.
Cultural studies.
I love all these majors now that are just like everything, you know, all encompassing of everything. It's great. That's a good one. Well, you know, this is certainly an appropriate experience to put into cultural studies. You could do a paper on your experience as a webcam sex therapist for the Institute.
Think that would be a good experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we have a foot fetishist from Atlanta.
Oh, okay. And let's talk to him.
We could try. Let's try.
Let's try it. Sure.
Okay. So if you're listening, we're going to talk to you now, okay? So.
Okay, foot fetishist in Atlanta. Be alarmed by the sound.
No, don't worry. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good. You have to speak up a little bit. We've got a new board here. Okay. So you got a foot fetish, huh?
Yes, I do. Big time.
And what is your question?
To the ladies, which one feels the best?
Which one feels the best?
Yeah.
What do you mean, which one? Which foot? Of the the left versus the right? If I have a headache, it feels good to rub the left foot. No, actually, that's for heartburn. I think the right foot is for the headache. What are you talking about? Which foot?
Well, maybe he studies reflexology. I mean, you know.
No, do you? I mean, what kind of question is that? You really mean that we? I mean, I like both feet. I mean, one thing is, if my husband, who's the master foot masseuse, if he rubs the right foot and not the left foot, I feel all out of balance. I got to have the left done.
All the toes on the left get really upset.
Among my feet.
Then the left foot toes get, the socialists get all upset.
Yeah.
When the right wing.
We have to even ourselves out here. Very important. What do you think, of this important question? Left foot versus right foot.
Why not do them both?
Exactly. Yeah.
Just put them together and just fuck in the hole.
Right.
Like, in the hole.
Well, and then there's sometimes doing them both at the same time.
At the same time. Yeah,
right.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. See, you know.
Got rid of him real quick.
Yeah, that,
I think he went to go do that.
I think he just came.
Yeah. Dirty foot.
Just wanted to hear some foot talk.
Fucking foot fucker.
No. Which
I've
I don't
done
mind.
That before, though.
No,
you
that's
know?
All right.
Like, with the
that's
hole.
All right. Yeah,
you
I think the hang-up thing is a little
you
disconcerting.
Can do, yeah,
though,
yeah.
You know. People are so ashamed of themselves.
I'm not circumcised, so I put the little toes
right inside the foreskin.
Inside the foreskin,
and then the cock grows bigger and pushes the toe out.
Yeah,
huh.
It's kind of fun.
Yeah,
I know. Right? That sounds cool.
And then there's a foot job. You actually did a porn with my foot.
That's right. I did.
Yeah, you came all over my feet.
I did.
Your cock is right there, looking glorious.
That's right.
Yeah. You can get that.
I was a porn star
foot
once.
Fetish primer, and you were a centerfold.
I was the first centerfold in any magazine in the United States, long before
first
and then,
male centerfold.
Male,
fan,
and then
me.
6 months later, what's his name did it? The guy with no
Burt
hair.
Burt
Reynolds, the guy with the wig. Yeah. Then he did it for.
Don't make fun of men with no hair.
He did it for Playgirl.
Means they have a lot of testosterone.
Yeah, he did it for Playgirl. You know, yeah, that's what he did it for.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And it was a big seller because all the gay community, okay, went
really
out and
liked
bought it.
Your
yeah.
cock?
No, not mine. Burt Reynolds.
No, they liked
he
yours
didn't,
too.
He didn't show
you
his.
You sold yours to a lot of gay guys. Yeah, I know. Yeah. They call me now and talk about it.
I actually showed mine. I did it in the woods on this like kind of stone wall. I mean, it was like very...
We should hang that up.
No. No, we shouldn't do that. No.
We should.
Nope.
So, Mia, you know, you have to take your panties off to ride the monkey rocker.
I'm aware of that. I'm still debating. I mean, the Buddha looks very friendly over here.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know. For him, too, I think.
Well, I'm aware of that, too.
Yeah.
We'll see. The night is young.
Okay. Would you like, I mean, you haven't had any agua yet.
I have not had any agua yet.
Okay. It's agua time.
Okay.
End of the show. Yes, darling. Yes.
Yes.
End of the show. Agua time. Yes. Agua.
Yeah, sure. Okay. Agua. Agua end
time.
Of the show. It's almost the
agua
end of the show.
Agua time is here again.
So, it's coming up, close up. You listen to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web. from our house to your house. We really want to thank you for having us. And so we got in without bombing you, bombing your front door.
Oops. Oh, yeah. Come over
okay,
here.
Here comes the agua.
And I'm stuck.
Okay.
And salt. Let's see. Okay. Would you like...
salt. Okay.
Where would you like this salt, darling? Where can I serve you salt?
We're doing the agua thing here. We're putting salt on Dr. Block's breasts, and mea culpa is licking the salt off of the breasts.
Oh, yes, darling.
And
thank
Susan,
you for doing the
we have a little,
narrative.
We have a little...
because I'm speechless.
A little product placement, and you never know where
oh,
a product
you gotta get some more.
Is going to be placed.
More salt.
And we have a bunch of people here
and
dressed up funny.
You know, it's sort of like the left and the right foot. We have to even this up. So I have to have some off of your
delightful
exposed nipple.
Yes. You know who would love this? Our friend from Pakistan.
Oh, yes. And I think he was on earlier.
I think so.
Yeah, you have fabulous nipples. We're going to...
Not too much salt. It's not good to eat a lot of
salt.
It's not good for the blood pressure. Or something. That's what they tell me. I don't know.
Look at this beautiful dish. Worthy of the finest restaurants.
Right. Beautiful. With little snowflakes on it. That's not Coke, by the way. That's salt.
I know, huh?
Yeah.
I would like to make that doubly clear. It's lime salt, in fact.
Do I have any Coke on my nipple?
I know. I'm sure when people see these pictures, that's what they think, especially because it comes out of these little vials.
We just want to clarify. Right.
Ah.
There we go. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, now they're kissing or hugging or something.
And I was going, Oh, I forgot about the shot.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to have the shot now. Okay.
Got to have the shot. Cheers.
There we go.
Agua coca liqueur.
That's a lot of agua, baby.
Yeah, well, because I was pouring it while looking at the camera.
I see. Yeah. A photo op. Okay, so now we're drinking agua. And
but you know,
we're
I
hugging.
Feel that the nipples are not even.
Right.
We have to do another
one. It's like the little toes.
Okay, here, you have to do the other
one.
The
right wing had theirs.
Yeah,
now
so we have to do the left wing.
The left
now.
Wing, the socialists have to have a little agua and salt.
Yes, absolutely.
And there we go.
Here we go. With the salt on the nipple.
On the left nipple.
A lovely culinary specialty of the speakeasy.
Left nipple, right. Mm. Which is a much more radical nipple than the right nipple.
It is.
Yeah.
Actually, this one's bigger than this one, you know? But in every woman, there's a difference. I'm starting to get to know you, Mia.
Yeah.
Mm.
Which one is bigger, the
I
left
think
the or the
right?
The right
one is a little bigger than the
yeah,
left.
Yeah, well, they always have bigger things, the Republicans. Got a bigger car.
The right one has more muscle.
Yeah.
The left one is more feminine and graceful, I think.
More peaceful.
More peaceful.
Right.
Cheers.
Cheers. And so there you have it. And I'll
oh, yeah. Oh, the which one did you do before? What is on that piece of paper, Linda?
No,
is it something
good?
Okay,
yeah.
You're going to get it while we're doing nipples
engineer.
Here. I don't remember which one you did already.
Okay, we've
this
got Robert
one, yes,
McQueen.
Oh, yeah.
And he wants to know it.
He wants to know if he can listen on hold.
Has Mija ever done a double penetration or swallowed?
Have you swallowed? She's swallowing salt at the moment from my nipple.
Robert, she is currently swallowing salt.
Ah, yes. Oh, beautiful.
And if you hang on
a
minute,
good sucker.
Maybe we can get her. We can get her back to the microphone. But
nice. But right now she has her mouth full.
Right now she has her mouth full. So we're gonna ask her when she gets back to her microphone.
Go back to your microphone.
Okay. So that's what Robert wants to know.
Robert wants to know, have you ever done a double anal?
Double
penetration.
Double penetration.
Double boiling trouble.
Okay, with anal. Well, double penetration could be, I guess, in the mouth and in the puss.
I have never...
Hold on. Let me get Robert on.
Robert?
Okay, Robert.
Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Okay,
so the question I was going to ask her is, did she ever do double penetration?
Right, we got that, actually, but...
Okay.
And the answer to that is...
Are we talking on camera or off camera?
On camera.
On camera, I have not yet.
Yet? Republican, you hear that? She's going to do it.
You know, we don't know how long this relationship's going to last.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. I'm so in love. But we're just saying that I'm going to continue what I want to do afterward, if it doesn't last.
Right.
So stay tuned.
Okay.
And as far as
this
swallowing...
This Republican is now tying himself in knots.
No, he's not. I love him to death. I really do. Okay. As far as swallowing, Mike John was actually supposed to be my first. But, I swallow.
You swallowed on camera?
With Mike John, he will be my first.
Mike John.
Mike John has directed a ton of stuff, and yeah.
Have you done this already?
She
has not done it yet. She's a little bit of a novice in the porn industry. Why am I getting all that static? Is that because of this camera here? Okay, I'm getting a lot of static in my headphones. Can you move the camera or something? Okay, every time I move around.
Okay.
Moving.
So, go ahead. What were you...
When you swallow, do you... when you give the person a blowjob, do you kind of give them a deep throat style?
Oh, yeah, I do. I love it. Back in the back of my throat. I don't even have a gag reflex.
Do you really mean that, Mia?
Oh.
He thinks you do.
You know what? I always wanted to, someday I was hoping that I can go down the highway because I never got a blowjob for him.
What, you think you're going to get a blowjob just because you're coming to LA?
Now you got to call up.
I didn't say I was going to drive. I said I was hoping I could fly.
Fly, yeah.
Still, I think it might be easier to just get one in Kansas City.
I never had a blowjob from a porn star.
Okay, go to Amanda. Go to AmandaBlow.com.
Right, she might help you out.
She loves giving blowjobs, actually.
Amanda?
I know her. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we know
her,
too.
She's a great girl.
Yeah, we were going to
give her a great blowjob.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Is Amanda a porn star?
Yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
You know... Any woman's a porn star these days. Just gets on camera and has a little sex.
But we gotta go.
We gotta go, Robert. We're done.
Thank you, Robert.
We're gonna wind up now because it's almost midnight, the witching hour. And
boy, that was
Mia
a fast show.
Is our star of this show. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Mia.
Thank you, Dr. Susie.
Sister Mia Culpa. Okay. And the monkey rocker awaits you.
I think you're giving me subtle hints.
Yeah, you know, subtle hints. Right. And you're getting notes, love notes from the speakeasy bar. And we want to thank, do we want to thank anybody else? We want to thank you, my darling.
Yeah, and our engineer,
and
our second engineer.
Second engineer is Brandilio. Right. He also does my hair.
And our bartenders.
And our bartenders.
Our photographers.
Nori. And,
our videographers.
Lisa and Linda has been on the phones. And Brian is there. And Jux Lee is on photography. And Mar is our cinematographer.
Yeah.
Am I leaving anybody out?
No, but I just want to remind all of you, don't vote for those old white men with cracked teapots, okay? They'd start with an R.
Right.
For Republicanism, okay? Vote. Yeah, vote for
Jerry
Brown.
Jerry Brown is running for governor.
Vote for the
cool?
left. Vote for a revolution. And do another thing, which I learned today that you can do. Opt out of their pornography at the airport. You can say, when you go to the airport and they want to send you through an X-ray machine, you can say, I opt out.
That's the key word.
That's the key word. Now, once you say that, the security guys will go like this. Opt out. We have an opt out. We have an opt out. It's like, what the fuck? I don't want to get scanned by the United States government. Can you imagine that we've come to a country where now we get scanned naked by our own government?
I think that's kind of sexy.
Scanned equals scammed. Yeah, well, she's an exhibitionist. She would be on camera anywhere, including at the airport. You know, so it's great. I mean, for exhibitionists. I also don't mind.
I don't want these guys jerking off to my penis because it's so big.
Okay. Back well, down. Yeah, that's true.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Vote. Don't vote for those fuckers, man.
No, okay. No. Don't vote for them.
Yeah.
All right. Vote for the liberal people.
Yeah. Yeah. The lefties.
Okay.
We're airheads. You know?
And, you know, if you're in the military, this is a refuge for you.
Lay down your arms if you're in the military.
Lay down your arms.
Lay down your arms.
And hold up the table with your penis.
Right.
Right.
Don't be shooting.
Shoot the gun between your legs.
Love gun.
Yeah. And don't be shooting fucking civilians and shit.
Unless it's in defense.
Yeah. I mean, look at WikiLeaks and see what we're actually doing there.
Yeah.
It's horrific.
Yeah.
Horrific.
Okay. Keeps coming out. Leaking and leaking and leaking.
Leaking and leaking.
Okay. And be good. Follow the bonobo way of peace through pleasure. Make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if that someone is you. I love you.
Need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else? You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy One on the World Wide Web.